Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are up to Milsa de Pshita Lahu on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara brings Amoraim that are not sure whether Shigas Malachos is Mitztarev to Shigas Shabbos to be Mitzchaper with a single Chatas. So Milsa de Pshita Lahu Abaye Rava, that which was Poshut to Abaye and Rava, that Shigas Malachos is Mitztarev to Shigas Shabbos, meaning that you did two sets of Malachos, one with the Shigas Malachos, one with the Shigas Shabbos, that you could be Mitzchaper with a single chatos, mi bayil Rabbi Zeira. That was in fact something that Rabbi Zeira struggled with. He was not sure about. To bayil Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Zeira raised the shaila from Rabbi Yasi. Va'amri la, bayil Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. And some say that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the shaila from Rabbi Zeira. Kotzer v'tachan chatzi grogeres b'shigas Shabbos zod melachos. Let's say a person harvested or ground up a half a grogeres while not realizing that it was Shabbos, but knowing that these are melachos. V'chazer v'kotzer v'tachan chatzi grogeres. And then he did the other chatzi shir, realizing that it's Shabbos, but not realizing that these are malachos. Is that mitzdarif to a shir of a grogeres to be mechayiv and mekarben chatos? And the question is that considered a single ha'alim and the two malachos are mitzdarif, or do we not consider it ha'alim echad, since one of them was b'shigas Shabbos and the other one was b'shigas malachos? So Amalei Ravasi said to him, chalukin lechatos. They're chalukin lechatos. If you're a kotzer, a tochein, the shear of a grogeres, each time you bring a chatos for each malacha separately, because it's considered shtei alemos. And therefore, if you're a kotzer, a tochein, a chatzi grogeres each time, v'lo mitzdarf, and it's not going to be mitzdarf to the shear of grogeres, to be mechay of a person in a carbon chatos. V'kal hecha dechaluk and lechatos lo mitzdarfi. Wait, is that true that any time it would be chay of separate carbonos chatos, it's not going to be mitzdarif to make the shear? V'atanana, I'll ask from the Mishnah, Maseches Krisus. Achal chelev, v'chelev. A person eats a kazayis of chelev, then another kazayis of chelev, behelem echad, in one period of forgetfulness, of not realizing, even though he was mafsik between them more than a weight of a kadei achilas pras, so it's two separate achilos, eino chayev elachas, he's only chayev one karban chatos, because he ate them both in a single period of forgetfulness. Achal chelev v'dam v'nosar pigel, but if he violates multiple isurim of achila, he eats chelev, he eats dam, he eats nosar, he eats pigel, four different isurim, behelem echad, all in one period of forgetfulness, chayv kolachas v'achas. He's chayv for each and every one of them separately. Zu chomer b'minin harbe mimin echad. And in this respect, the din of multiple minim multiple minim is more chamor than a single min. A person who eats many kazaisim of a single min is only going to be chayv one karban chatos. But a person who eats a kazayis of each of many different minim is chayv multiple karban. But on the flip side, there is another chumra of that min echad has over minim harbe. How so? Shemachal chatzi zayis v'chazer v'achal chatzi zayis. If a person eats a chatzi zayis and then he eats another chatzi zayis in one helim, and he doesn't take more than a kedei achilas pras mimin echad, and it's from the same min, they're mitzayif to each other that he's chayiv. Because he ate a kazayis from a min that is aser. But if he eats two chatzayisim mishnei minim from two different isurim, pater, he's going to be pater, even if it's all b'kdei achilas pras. V'avinim bas. So we ask about this Mishnah, this din, that if he eats a chatzi shir, if he eats a shir of shnei chatzayisim mimin echod chayiv, tzricha lemeimar, you need to tell me if a guy eats a half a kazayis of chelev, and then 30 seconds later he eats another half a kazayis of chelev, that he's chayiv? Of course he's chayiv. He ate a kazayis, b'chtei achilas pras. V'am eishlakish mishum bar tutni, hacha b'mayaskinon, kigon sha'al chalo b'shnei tamchuyin. The case is, he ate this kazayis with two different types of food. He ate a chatzi zayis, meaning they were prepared differently. He ate a chatzi zayis of roasted chelev, and a chatzi zayis of cooked chelev. For Rabbi Yeshua here, and the Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Yeshua, to Amar, because Rabbi Yeshua holds in Maseches Krisus, tamchuyin mechalkin, that tamchuyin will be mechalik, that if a person eats a kazayis of roasted chelev and a kazayis of cooked chelev, he's going to be chayiv two karbanos chatos. So mal de teimam Rabbi Yeshua ben lekula ben lechumra, I might have thought that Rabbi Yeshua holds tamchuyin are mechalik even lekula, to the extent that if he has a half a kazayis of each of the roasted and the cooked, he's not going to be chayiv because it's considered two totally separate achilas. Kamash malon de lekula lo amar, that no, Rabbi Yeshua never said his din as a kula, the chumra ka'amar. He said that the tamchuyit or mechalkin as a chumra, that if you have a kezayis from each type of dish, he's going to be chayv separately. So, frankly, Gemara v'ha'achad chalukin l'chataos. In this Mishnah, eating from two tamchuyin, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is two separate karbanos chatas. And if he eats shnei zesim in shnei tavshilim, in one helim, he brings a chatas for each one. And nevertheless, become a starfi. Even though it's two chatos, the shnei chatsoy zesim from shnei tavshilim are mitzdarev two kezayis. So why by Shabbos do we say that if it's Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Melachos and there are Choluk L'chatos, they're Chayiv separate Korbanos Chatos, they therefore cannot be Mitztaref with Shnei Chatzoy Krogros? Over here you see that that Chalukim in Chatos does not necessarily mean that they can't be Mitztaref. And so Gemara Amalei Mar Aresha Masala, you taught Reish Lakish's comment that he's going like Rabbi Yeshua, that Tumchuyim are Mechalik on the Resha, that if he eats Shnei Chatzoy Zesim from the same Min, then Mitztaref, Vekashale. And therefore you had this kasha, because it would turn out that even if the tamchuyim are mechalik for two chataos, they're not mitzarif with each other. But we had it differently. Anana seifa masaninama. We learned Reish Lakish's din on the seifa, that if a person eats two chatzoy zesim from two different minim, that they're not mitzarif, v'lo kashalan, and therefore we don't have any problems. Meaning the way we learned it is that the seifa of the Mishnah goes on to say, mishnei minin pater, that if you eat two chatzoy zesim from two different minim, you're pater. And on that the Gemara says, tzricha lemeimar, you need to tell me that if I eat a half a zayis of chelev and a half a zayis of dam, that I'm pater? Of course you're pater. He didn't need a kazayas of any iser. And it's on that, no, the case was really that it was a single min. It wasn't shnei minin. But we called it shnei minin. It was like shnei minin because you ate it as two separate, with two separate methods of preparation. And we're assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, that if you prepare one roasted and the other one cooked, that is in fact enough to be mechalikit for two chatos. And if it's enough to be mechalikit for two chatos, then it's enough to be mitzarifit for two chatzoi shir. And the chiddush is that Rabbi Yeshua actually does hold this idea of tamchuin mechalkin, both lekula and the chumra. So, frek the Gemara, wait a second. Meet the seifa. If the seifa, where it talks about eating two chatzoy zesim from two minim, is talking about min echad v'shnei tamchuyin, the same min, but two different types of preparation, and that's why you're potter, mechal the resha, that implies that the resha, where it talks about eating two chatzoy zesim of the same min, being chayiv, is min echad v'tamchuy echad. The resha, when the resha tells me this great chiddush, you eat two chatzoy zesim of the same min, you're chayiv v'chatas. That's talking about mamish two chatzoyzesim of the same exact thing. Min echad v'tam chayechad shrikha l'meimar. Is there any chiddush in that? That if you eat a chatzoyzeis of cooked chaylev, wait 5 seconds, eat another chatzoyzeis of cooked chaylev, that you're chayiv. Of course you're chayiv. Meaning if this is the ukimta you're going to make in the seifa, then how in the world are you going to explain what the chiddush is in the reisha? So amrafuna hachamay eskinan, k'yon shayisalo yediya beinatayim. The case is you realized after the first chatzizayis what you had done. Rabbi Gamliel he damer ein yediya lechatzishir, and the chiddush is that we hold like Rabbi Gamliel that a yediya doesn't have any effect on a chatzishir. That we don't say that just like if you were to find out in between eating two kizaisim that you're going to be chayiv two chatos, because the yediya in between would be mechalik them. That when you find out in between two chatzoishir that you're not going to be chayiv because the yediya is mechalik. No, a yediya about a chatzi shir is not a yediya at all, and therefore it's not going to be mechayev you anything. Okay, so we'll stop there, and Beis Hashem will pick up at Ayin Aleph Amud Beis next time.